in Corinth, Arkansas on a glorious Sunday afternoon. And so I want to talk to you about a story that you can find over in Luke 15, a well-known story about a boy gets his inheritance from his daddy and he leaves home and he runs through the money and then there's a famine and he can't find work. The only work he can find is taking care of the pigs. And he's in that pig pen and all the filth and the dirt. And he begins to think about how well off he had it with his dad. And so what he does is that he gets up and he turns and he begins to walk in the right direction. And you can read that story. It's a good story. So often in life, what we do is what we call repentance, is that we say, I'm sorry, God, forgive me, and then go right back to what we're doing. And then we get to feel a little guilty, a little bad about it, and then once again we say, oh, I'm sorry, forgive me. Now, God is in the business of forgiving, but we need to be truly repentant. So what repentance means is that we turn and we literally go the other way. So in Ezekiel 18:30, it tells us for us to repent and turn from our sins before they destroy us. Isn't that awesome right there? We have got to truly mean it. More than just feel a little bad about it for a minute or two and then go right back to what we're doing. We literally have to get up just like that boy did, and we have to make that decision and then turn. And that means sometimes leaving the wrong people behind, leaving them alone, going to the places that we know good and well gets us in trouble. We have no business there. We have to make that commitment and truly mean to repent. Read Ezekiel 18:30, and until next time, sweet dreams.